Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's go around the NFL to keep you in the loop. Brought to you by Texas First Bank on Sports Radio 610.
NFL Week 13 begins tonight right here on Sports Radio 610. Cowboys versus Saints. Cowboys are a 6.5-point favorite. Saints, it looks like, are going to be out without Alvin Kamara, without both of their tackles, Taysom Hill starting at quarterback. This just seems like an easy bet for
me. Dude, it's almost like, what are they doing to trick us? Like, you know me, I'll bet maybe once every couple of weeks, twice every couple of weeks. I just like to dabble. I might have to hit that.
This just seems like free money.
Yeah. Yeah. But every time it feels like free money.
Yeah, it's not.
Yeah.
They win by 6 instead of the 6.5. I don't know.
Some backdoor cover.
I might have to jump on this.
You know what? I just decided I'm in. I'm betting on the Cowboys. Ooh, I got to bet on the Cowboys. Ugh. A hell of a good-looking bet.
They're getting Amari Cooper back.
Money's more important.
CeeDee Lamb back.
Money's more important.
Dak Prescott's out there.
No Mike McCarthy. Oh,
which makes me want to bet on him more.
No.
Quite honestly, with him not being there, this just seems like free money to me.
All right, I'm in. You convince me.
I'm not Michael Jenkins. Lee Sterling joins us tomorrow at 12:40 to get you ready for one of the best weekends in college football. But this just seems like free money to me. Cowboys minus 6.5. Book it.
I'm in. What should I spend?
I think you should go like $1,000.
Shut up.
What?
$1,000.
Go with G.
What are you spending my money for?
Just go with G. I'm winning you money, sir. You just said book it.
Book it. I'm
G.
in.
G. Put a G on it.
I said I'm in.
Put a G in it.
I'll go 100.
200.
Jim?
200.
500.
What are you doing?
You got to go 200 at least.
You live in the biggest house on top of the biggest hill in town.
Yes. 200. You're telling people to bet their money. Why don't you put 200? Get a little uncomfortable. 200. I want John Lopez sweating. 200. Book it. Make the bet.
Done.
Yes.
I'll make it right now.
Yes.
I'm such
so
a
excited
sucker.
About this. I'm so excited about this. No, I'm rooting for you. I'm gonna
yeah,
because
you're betting on it too.
Yeah, I'm going to get in there.
Yeah.
I'll get in there. Cowboys Saints. John Lopez going in. 6.5. 200. Let's get it.
I'm doing it right
See,
now.
There you go. Talked you into it. Peer pressure's a mofo.
And I hate peer pressure.
Peer pressure's a mother trucker. All but right. You know what? $200 never hurt anyone. You can take that into the weekend.
All right.
It's going to be a very, very fun weekend. The Seahawks are signing Adrian Peterson. Can we let this guy go away? I love Adrian Peterson. It is a damn shame how many uniforms one of the biggest physical freaks of my lifetime, a guy who struck fear in my heart when I used to have to watch him at the Cotton Bowl and then watch him in Minnesota carry mediocre quarterbacks to the playoffs. It's hard for me to watch Adrian Peterson still lingering around and playing for multiple teams each year.
You know what? I kind of felt sorry for him the first couple of times. I don't feel sorry for him right now anymore. If he can make a – because clearly this is just a money grab, man. He just needs money, which is
– he's not even going to a contender in this situation.
Which is sad, but you know what? All the memories that he's given us, go make a few more dollars.
From 2017 to now, this is a list of the teams that Adrian Peterson has played for. 6 games with the Arizona Cardinals.
Mm-hmm.
4 games with the New Orleans Saints. 16 games with the Washington football team, 15 more games for the Washington football team, 16 games with the Detroit Lions, three games with the Tennessee Titans,
man.
And now he's going to the Seattle Seahawks. This sucks.
It does suck. But again, I don't really feel sorry for him anymore. He's just trying to make some money, man. I don't know how he lost it all. Well, you were telling me
renting planes.
Yeah, he had some
type of stuff.
Didn't his dad take some?
I don't know if his dad took any money, but
he's had some legal bills.
Yeah, apparently he was having to pay like $4,000 a day or something like that. Had to go bankrupt despite all of his earnings. I don't like seeing Adrian Peterson like this.
When was the last time he had 100 yards rushing?
Probably for Washington. What, one of the 2 years that he was there, I'm sure.
He had 200-yard rushing days with the then Redskins.
Man. Whoa, you just dropped the R word on
here. I said with the then Redskins.
Oh, so you can just say it?
Yes, because that's what they were named.
So you can just say a racial slur just because
no.
It was back then?
No. That's what they were named.
What the hell is wrong with you?
Nothing.
Did you bet your 200, by the way?
I did. Well, I sent the message.
Okay.
Because I don't have an app like you do. My sons do.
I have an app either.
My sons have the app.
Get rid of that. You texting your son on his honeymoon, or are you texting
another one?
All right, yeah, that'll be G200. Let me see that you told him 200. I know how sneaky you are.
Like, I wouldn't do it.
Nah, you would say you did it and then not do it.
No, I wouldn't do
it. I think
that.
The biggest slime ball
thing,
there's a lot of slime ball things that radio hosts do. I think telling people to bet when you're not betting is slime ball.
Well, you know me better than that. I don't do that.
$200, John Lopez.
I'm telling you. That's
ridiculous.
I'm already told him.
$200.
I will show you.
Here we go. Let's get it. By the way, your son's girlfriend at the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
She's a wrestling fan.
She's a big wrestling fan.
She seemed very... She seemed very, like, embarrassed by it.
I think, here's the thing. I'll tell you the whole story. So,
nothing to be embarrassed about.
He's been dating her for a while. I had no idea she was a WWE fan. Like, zero. And then we're at Thanksgiving dinner, and my nephew who hosted the Thanksgiving dinner put, what's it called, Royal Rumble chair.
The folding chair that they give away at pay-per-views?
Yeah. Like, he put the Royal Rumble...
I never got one of those.
...folding chair instead of the regular chairs where she was sitting. I'm like, what's this about? Well, you didn't know she's a big WWE? So she was like, she was taking selfies with the chair and everything. I'm like, you like WWE?
Okay.
And she does.
Okay.
But I think she was a little intimidated because it was you and Sean at the wedding talking to her, right?
It was me, Sean, and Cody.
Cody and Sean are two of the biggest wrestling fans I know.
Yeah.
So I think she was a little like she was going to embarrass herself if she didn't have all the answers. Exactly. Exactly.
It was kind of an interesting interaction with her when I was with Stutes, because Stutes and I both went without dates to the wedding.
Mm-hmm. So were you hitting on her?
No. But we were sitting at the bar, and your son came up with her.
Mm-hmm.
And me and Cody have gone to Royal Rumble together a couple of times. Like Arizona.
Yeah.
And then we went when it was in San Antonio, because we've known each other for like 15 years or whatever.
Yeah.
So we're sitting there talking to her, and it's the first time she's met us. She comes up, and your son, BG, goes, oh, this is my girlfriend. Oh, she's the WWE fan. And I was like, dude, have you ever been to an event? She's like, no. And I'm like talking to her, and I'm like, oh, me and Cody, we went to Arizona, right, and saw the Royal Rumble. And then where'd we go that next year? San Antonio. And I'm sitting there talking to her, and she's like, oh, yeah, you know, it's just blah, 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 like talking about it. And then finally I think about it, and I'm like, hey, it'd be okay if we were, but we're not, like, gay together or anything like that. Like, because I'm sitting here just, like, talking to
not
him.
Not that there's
like,
anything again.
Yeah, not that there's anything
we always go
that.
To places, to events together.
But, I mean, I'm just sitting here, like, nonchalant. Hey, honey.
Yeah.
Remember when we went here, and it's, like, the first time? I was like, yeah, nothing wrong with that, but I'm just letting you know. Not happening. Guess you had to be there.
No, I got it. That's funny. Y'all are such a cute couple, you and Cody.
Shouldn't even brought it up. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Jim Mudd, in for Figgy Fig. John Lopez has laid down $200 on the Cowboys -6.5 tonight. $200. That ain't get on the radio and talk. That is $200 of John Lopez's money.
Because you shamed me
into
it.
On the Dallas Cowboys. Plus, you got a lot of money, let's be honest.
I don't have a lot of money. I had two weddings this year. Did you see that thing that's making the rounds on Twitter?
What?
I almost put this, but I thought it'd be, I didn't want to be that guy. Don't be bashful. What's your biggest 2021 flex? Like your biggest, like I did this in 2021. People were putting stuff like, and I can call it up, but putting like, you know, I got this job and they said I'm the, you know, the next Michael Jordan, whatever, you know. Like your biggest 2021 flex.
Yours is the movie, obviously. This is just you with the movie, right?
No, I actually, I should
have. You have a bigger flex than that?
I was going to write, I didn't do it. I was going to write my biggest flex is I had two of my kids get married in 2021.
You didn't do anything.
Hold on,
there.
Hold on.
That's not a flex.
Hold on. I had two of my kids get married in 2021, and all the bills are paid.
That's not a flex.
That's just, it makes me feel good.
I feel like the movie's more of a flex than that.
Yeah, I'm having my book made into a movie. Should I do that one?
Yeah. That's a way bigger flex than my kids got married.
What do you think,
Jim?
Kids
can get married.
Kids getting married or my book's turning into a movie?
No, you're both wrong. My kids got married, and I paid all of the weddings off thanks to my book getting made into a movie.
Yes. So I haven't gotten the money yet, but it's coming.
See, that's
a flex. How about Olivia Wilde is directing it?
Yeah. See?
Oh, yeah, from House?
Yeah, Olivia Wilde.
It's a flex.
I like her.
Should I do it?
Yes.
What's your biggest flex of 2021?
I don't flex, man.
You did something.
I ain't got no flex, bro.
Yeah.
No. No flex for me.
You had, let's reword it. What's your biggest accomplishment that you're most proud of? Of 2021.
No idea.
Mm-hmm.
No idea.
Well, that's kind of sad.
I'm just not a flamboyant guy.
Like this guy,
like
I'm scrolling through him now. I opened my own boys' gym for gymnastics.
That sounds creepy.
Well, whatever.
What's up, Sandusky?
Yeah, just some good stuff. I lost 180
pounds. I opened
a
boys' gym for gymnastics.
Yeah. Yeah. I lost 180 pounds.
180 in a year?
Yeah.
You've had a hell of a year, Joe.
No, it's not me. I'm reading the tweets. So pretty good, you know, whatever. I've got tenure at my college where I'm a professor. Jim, what's your biggest flex of 2021?
You know, there's a lot, but I think the thing I'm most proud of, honestly, is I got to fill in for Ben Gary on Payne and Pendergast one morning. That was huge for me.
See? There you go.
What are you doing right now?
Well, I'm talking to you fellas, but you asked about something that I would flex over, and I filled in for Ben Gary one morning.
That's a flex.
But you're filling in for Figgy right now.
Yeah. I've worked this show before. I was a part of In the Loop before.
Jim sent his daughter to college.
Yep,
that's a big flex.
She has all A's.
Yep, that's
a big flex.
But that's her flex. That's her. I didn't study.
But don't honestly, don't be bashful.
You're not Earl Woods.
You did.
No.
You're not taking credit for it?
No, I'm not. I cannot take credit for any of my
success. I sold a painting for $180,000.
That's a Hunter flex. Biden.
What were you saying before the show, Jim? I forget.
That he's and sells some incredible art.
No, not about that. So now I'm wondering what the loophole's biggest flexes are.
Just making it through the year is a flex.
Mm-hmm.
Me.
I had unprotected sex and nothing happened.
That's
dumb.
If that's a flex, then I've been flexing since 2000.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we had Destiny's parts taken out so I could do that. But here's the thing. I want to change my biggest flex.
Okay.
Me and Captain Mickey are text buddies now.
Captain Mickey are text buddies?
Yeah, all day long.
Don't mention his name with Lopez. Lopez hates him.
I love Mickey. Mickey's a great human being.
Lopez hates him.
Did he text you happy Thanksgiving? Because he did to me.
Yeah, me too. Oh, and, okay. he sent me gifts.
Oh, well, I didn't get the gifts.
Not a gift.
Yeah.
Gifts.
Oh, gift.
Yes.
Mickey's on the gifts.
Oh, yeah. He's great at it.
Very interesting. We're getting a lot of flexes on the text line. 713-572-4610.
How about this?
If
legit
you want to get
one.
In.
I took over my division, increased sales by $1.2 million. That's a loophole that said that.
Congrats on your sales. Don't know what $1.2 million means.
To be fair, we had COVID last year. Sales were easy to increase.
That is the weirdest flex, though. I had unprotected sex and nothing happened.
Yeah.
Congratulations, buddy.
I'm sure she appreciated that.
Well, assuming it's a she.
Yeah.
This is 2021.
Yeah. Can't make those assumptions, sir. We've already talked about that. It's Around the NFL presented by the greatness of Texas First Bank. Coming up Saturday, big day around Pia, could Oklahoma have a new coach by then? Next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Championship Saturday. Massive. 11 a.m. Oklahoma State versus Baylor. Big 12 championship. 3 p.m. SEC championship. Georgia versus Bama. Houston versus Cincy also at 3 p.m. And then you have 7 p.m. Michigan fresh off that beatdown of Ohio State versus Iowa. The College Football Playoff Committee, they host that show every week. And all the time leading up to this weekend and leading up to other weekends, I constantly hear what the committee said or what the committee did, and the committee said this. And what they've said and what they've done means nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, at this point, like, it doesn't matter who's ranked where. It can change every single week. So I keep hearing all this, well, Cincinnati's in this spot, so they can't be leaped over, or they said this. It doesn't matter. Like, that's why I've never watched that show. And every time I hear like a what the committee said or what the committee did, I roll my eyes because that whole like that whole chatter and that whole noise that you hear about it, it means nothing, John. It literally means nothing. They can change their mind Saturday night, and it literally means nothing.
Well, it doesn't mean anything until at least mid-November. Then you want to see where you are just to kind of project your chances. But yeah, you're right. They can act, you know, somebody on that committee can say, you know what? I don't think that anymore. I think this. And it flips at least some votes or, you know, some persuasion, so to speak, of how the committee's going
to
end up.
The most polarizing topic right now, and the Cougs are going to look to kind of rain on the parade of Cincinnati, but should Cincinnati be in? Right now, Cincinnati is unbeaten. You got Oklahoma State lurking there. You got Notre Dame kind of lurking there. And you got to wonder, you know, what's going to happen. Georgia could make that a lot easier because Georgia could just knock Alabama out of things. And then I think Cincinnati would probably be maybe safe in the playoff. But that's the whole thing. Where do you sit on Cincinnati? Like, if Cincinnati wins, there's going to be an uproar. There's going to be a rally cry that the non-Power 5 team deserves a chance and it's not fair, et cetera. Where do you sit on Cincinnati if they are able to knock off the Cougs? I hope they don't. I hope Dana Holgorsen wins his 12th straight game and University of Houston plays spoiler and wins every game since that beat down by right. Texas Tech, or that loss by Texas Tech down the street? Where do you sit on Cincinnati?
As a college football fan, a huge college football fan, as you know, I don't want to see Cincinnati because I don't think they're one of the best four. But going undefeated, earning the rank under the current system, earning the place under the current system, I wouldn't necessarily, you know, be outraged by it. They will have earned it under the system that we're on. I'm just talking about as a football fan, what I want to see. You know, I want to see Michigan and Ohio and obviously Alabama and Georgia and, you know, maybe even Oklahoma State or Notre Dame or something like that, just as a fan. But I'm not going to be outraged about it because I think also one of the reasons I want to see those other teams is not because they're brand names. I mean, that is a factor. We like to see the big blue blood programs, you know, doing their thing. But the other thing is I think they've actually proved more on a week-to-week basis. In fact, I don't think I know they have than Cincinnati, which means they're a little more deserving. Everybody's going to say, well, they did beat Notre Dame. Okay, they beat Notre Dame. Did they go through? I mean, you can look at some of these schedules in the SEC and the Big Ten. You know, did they go, or Pac-12 or whatever? Did they go through Georgia after beating? Did they go through Florida after beating Tennessee, after beating Florida? Ole Miss after beating Alabama? That's how you become and prove your worth.
Well, of course, the argument will be, well, Florida wasn't good. That's what you always hear. And it's like, well, Florida would have been the second best team on your schedule. Like, so, yeah, like when you start talking to someone like from Cincinnati or something like that, and it's like, well, did you see Notre Dame's schedule? Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
It's not Notre Dame's fault that USC had a down year. It's not their fault that North Carolina, who started out top 10, ended up being bad. And oh, by the way, even with that said, USC North Carolina would have been the second toughest game on your schedule. So mm-hmm. So while you're hiking your leg on that, it would have been the toughest game on the schedule. I get this notion, you know, that the little guy doesn't have a chance and the little guy doesn't deserve or isn't getting a fair shake. I think this system is actually set up better for the little guy than a large playoff would. Because I think with all the stuff that needs to happen and all the moving parts that need to happen, and this team needs to lose and that team needs to lose, I think – Cincinnati, I think they have a better chance at winning just two games than they would getting in an 8-team playoff. And then all of a sudden you have all the Alabamas, Clemsons, et cetera, in there. So while there is like this notion it's not fair, I actually think it's more fair because I don't live in like this fantasy land where all of a sudden this isn't like a Disney movie where Cincinnati's going to get in, they're going to beat Georgia, and then they're going to beat Michigan or something like that and win a championship. But even with that said, that would be more likely, along mm-hmm. with all the other stuff, the other teams beating up on each other, than them getting in an 8-team playoff and winning three games. That's just where I live in.
You've got to respect undefeated. It's so hard to do, no matter who you're playing. You got to respect that the system has them there. All I'm saying is I don't want to see Cincinnati. I want to see a team, and I've got their schedule in front of me. I want to see a team that has played and beaten Clemson, Auburn, Arkansas, Kentucky, Florida, Tennessee. I mean, come on. That's how you prove that you belong in the playoff, because you consistently win those games that are every week. And that's not even to mention, you know, the Vanderbilts and all those, which, you know, certainly could compete in the conference that Cincinnati's in, you know? So you have to be able to have the staying power and the depth and the ability to respond week to week to week.
0160 on the text line. So you're assuming Cincy's going to beat Houston. I'm not assuming anything. I'm just pretending that they do beat them. And yeah. Then this discussion is being had. I hope the Cougs get the dub.
Yeah.
I'm rooting for Dana and his guys to get that done. So don't get that twisted. Mike in Cyfair, he says he wants to see Notre Dame get in without Brian Kelly. There's been talk, and I guess the committee said, which is a slippery slope, that could be held against Notre Dame when considering things. You don't have your coach. You don't have what many consider to be one of the better coaches in college football. So that will be taken into account. Do you think that's fair? Since we're talking about fair and everything, Brian Kelly not being with Notre Dame, do you think it's fair for the committee to evaluate and take that into account?
Not only not fair, it's stupid. The team hasn't changed. The head coach has got a big influence, but they still have the guy that was there as defensive coordinator leading the way. And, I think it's really dumb.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Jim Mudd, in for Figgy Fig here on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610. Massive Saturday. By the way, Kayvon Thibodeau could be the number one or number two pick in the draft. He is in the Pac-12 championship tomorrow against Utah, his Oregon squad. I sense that this will be his last college game. So if you want to get a look at Kayvon Thibodeau, Aiden Hutchinson's going to play for Michigan at night on Saturday, but I don't see Kayvon Thibodeau playing in the bowl game for Oregon, especially since it's not a CFP thing, and especially since he's been banged up. So could get your last chance to see Thibodeau, who could be a Houston Texan tomorrow. So it's a very, very important weekend of college football. It's even more important for people in Houston because we anticipate the Texans adding a lot of these faces, a lot of these players that we see to their roster in 2022.
We're going to see more and more of these things happening just because the other bowl games, they'd lose a lot of the punch, and these guys need to get ready for the draft. I mean, what's his name? DeMarvin Leal did it yesterday. One of the best players on A&M's defense, and he's committed. I thought I saw another one as well to into the draft. I think Thibodeau, this is absolutely his last game.
For sure. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Jim Mudd in for Figgy Fig. There's a lot of talk about the Texans, Rockets, and Astros when it comes to sports teams around here. But there could be a new professional sport arriving in Houston, and one of the biggest events in all of sports. We'll be back next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Live from the Twin Peaks studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
One of the biggest sporting events is coming back. A major sports could be arriving. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Jim Mudd in for Figgy Fig. Final Four going to be back here 2023 right there. NRG, there have been some very, very entertaining moments in the Final Four right down that street, and it is coming back.
They just unveiled the logo.
It's good, man. It's been a long time since we've had like a major sporting event. I guess we got to go back to the Super Bowl in 2016 maybe. Right?
I'm trying to think if I forgot. I'm forgetting anything. Like that kind?
Yeah.
Did they have a Final Four right before the Super Bowl here, right?
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there we go.
Yeah.
Final Four coming back. They unveiled a new logo. You can check that out at sportsradio610.com. Not going to lie, I don't notice the big difference in the logo.
They have like that NASA orbit rings.
Okay.
Around it.
Okay, there they are.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So it's kind of cool. Yeah, that's pretty straightforward otherwise.
Yeah, there we go. There's the new logo. And now there's talk that the NHL could be coming to Houston. Now, there's been a lot of people who've been pushing this for a long, long time. Hockey in Houston, would it work? Forbes actually put out a story that it could make sense. The reasons for are very clear. I side on the reasons against, not because I wouldn't like it. I just don't necessarily know that it would work here in Houston. I would 100% sign up for it. I would be in that arena every single game because I think live hockey is better than anything. Not a fan of watching on TV, but live and in person.
It's like a Springsteen concert.
Sign me up for it. But I just, good Lord. But I just don't know if the NHL in Houston would work.
You ever seen him live?
He's awful. He's awful.
Ever seen him live?
He's so bad.
I mean, I agree. He's just overrated.
Yesterday I was getting a sandwich and they were playing that damn. There is not a song in the world more overrated that is more poorly performed.
Let me see if I can guess.
And more over romanticized than this one. It's not even close. This
Born
song,
in the USA?
No, that's fine. Whatever.
Glory Days? Play that?
No.
What is it?
His Santa Claus is coming to town.
Oh, okay.
That is so terrible.
Clarence going to get a new saxophone?
Well, Clarence won't anymore. But he's just the poor man's John Mellencamp.
See, I don't even know enough about John Mellencamp.
That's a solid point. Most people would say John Mellencamp is a poor man's Bruce Springsteen.
But I'm from the Midwest.
But yes. That's so not bad, just incredibly overrated.
That song's so bad, though.
It's not good. It's not
so bad.
But hockey.
Hockey.
I am always
good
very,
live like Springsteen.
You ever seen it live? Ever seen hockey live?
I have. It's awesome.
It is incredible. I've told the story when I was covering the NBA on a daily basis. I used to love going to, you know, L.A., Boston, New York and have an off day because at the arena, you know, those seasons overlap. So I got to see Gretzky, you know, I got to see all these on the off days. So that's when I fell in love with hockey as an adult, you know, covering the NBA. And then I covered a lot of it in the Olympics. So, yes, live, it is an incredible, incredible show. And I'm always careful to say, oh, that'll never work here or nobody it'll never last or anything like that. Because I'm the guy that was on the soapbox for soccer 25, 30 years ago. And soccer has since, you know, taken off. What did they have, a $5 billion contract last week with NBC? So it's always I don't think it's going to work here, not because I'm turning my nose up at hockey, but because I don't think it will work here. You know, it is always, there's going to be, you know, it's a trans, you know, there's a lot of people from other states that come to Houston. There's going to be an initial burst of energy and burst of support.
But you got to be good.
You got to be good.
You got to be good.
You
got
to be good.
That's what happened in Dallas. Like in Dallas in the 90s, there was a craze. And I mean, they were right up there with like the Red Wings, Avalanche. I said, I don't want to get too like hockey nerdy, but they were good pretty quickly, relatively quickly. Same thing in Nashville. But what happens is once they get bad and look at what happens with the Texans. Look at what happens with the Rockets.
Yeah.
Those you lived it in Dallas. You know. Yes, and that's what happens. You'll have your loyal fans, but once they get bad, that's a situation. And the other thing about it is I think it would be better off if they put the arena in like the burbs or something like that. I think downtown makes it a lot I think downtown makes it a little bit
I don't
more
think
difficult.
That's the problem. Here's where I think the problem is. The MLS will always have a home in Houston because it's cheap. It's not an expensive thing to go watch, and there's such a baseline of soccer fans in this city that it's not going to be number one or number two or number three in this city, but it's always going to have a solid core of fans and always going to be successful because the tickets are cheap. Hockey is expensive as hell, man. I mean, it's expensive to get into hockey. So if you're not good, you're not gonna survive.
So you say no NHL Houston.
I would love to see it.
Yeah, I'd be down with it. I'm not hiking my leg on it. Yeah. I'm just saying that the cons I think outweigh the pros. And you look at some of the other, you know, cities that are being mentioned, you know, Hartford, they're talking about bringing back the Whalers and all that. Like there's just it just seems like it would make sense in a lot more areas where they're probably a little bit more knowledgeable about hockey than here. But sign me up for it. Tillman Fertitta, I'm sure, is least inquiring about
And all kidding aside about Bruce Springsteen, if you've never been, you really need to get to a hockey game live. It's so much fun.
What about a Springsteen show?
Probably better. I've never seen him live because I'm not a big fan.
You ever seen him live?
No, I haven't. Because I haven't wanted to. Plays for 2 hours. Cool.
No, they say 3.5.
Okay.
3.5, 4.
La Boheme is a long opera. I ain't going to see it.
That Christmas song is awful.
It's not good.
It's really, really bad. Jim Mudd in for Figgy, Landry Locker, John Lopez with you. Texans versus Colts on Sunday. Indianapolis looking to get right. They're looking to get over 500. They're a double-digit favorite now. I think the line is up to 10. Jonathan Taylor, Michael Pittman, Carson Wentz. Texans back at practice today. So that illness, still no COVID, positive COVID test. I guess it was just an illness.
Well, I think have we gotten the I think it comes in a little bit, the injury report.
We know they're practicing.
For today, talking about.
We know they're practicing. We just don't know who's going to be on that list, like the illness. They could be without Brandon Cooks. Like, you could be without Brandon Cooks. You could be without David Johnson, which – I mean, I think that would be – you don't want to play without Brandon Cooks, but maybe you get more of a look at Nico Collins, Brevin Jordan. Maybe you incorporate those guys. And I think regardless of whether David Johnson plays or not, I think they need to give Burkhead the rock a little bit more. I think Burkhead deserves to probably be the guy that carries the largest load. Now, I don't know how he's feeling, because much like Danny Amendola, once you start, you know, getting an increase in workload, you kind of get beat down. But I would like to see more Rex Burkhead. I would like to see some Scotty Phillips. They must just have no hope for Scotty Phillips, because he can't get on the field, even with Philip Lindsay being released and David Johnson still being one of the worst running backs in the NFL. Scotty Phillips can't even get on the damn field.
I'm confused by that, based on what we've seen, you know, in the preseason. I get it's just a preseason, but still. And it's funny when you say, I'm nodding my head when you say, I want to see more of Rex Burkhead.
Yeah, it's goofy.
But it's sad.
That's where we're at.
Yeah, that's where we are.
But I just don't. I just want to know what's up with this illness, because it's going to look really weird, like, if Brandon Cooks and Conley and all them are all of a sudden – ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
But do you think there could be some tonsil in these guys too? Like Brandon Cooks, what does Brandon Cooks need to go out there for?
Right.
Even if you have a hangnail, like if you're Brandon Cooks, like Laremy Tunsil has an injured thumb, one would think, I don't know for a fact, Wade Smith's going to join tomorrow, like an injured thumb, like a lot of times linemen will try to push through that. I think that even the same week that he got hurt, there was another offensive lineman that had a broken thumb that was continuing to play.
Yeah.
But Brandon Cooks, he's in that same boat. Like, what does Brandon Cooks need to push it for? I don't understand that.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Sports Radio 610, Houston Texans breaking news.
Well, ask and you shall receive. You were just talking about this. Brooks Cabana from Cron.com. Chris Conley, Brandon Cooks, David Johnson, Cole Toner. Still out from practice today. And they're saying non-COVID illnesses. Toner, who is the other one, is the only one back for today's practice. That ain't great. Missing 2 days. Your two most important days of practice, Wednesday and Thursday. Every NFL team on a given Sunday. Your two biggest days are Wednesday and Thursday.
So it took an illness for David Johnson to not get on the field.
They missed tomorrow. They ain't playing.
No, they're not going to play it. And then that means we see Scotty Phillips. We probably see some Freeman, and we probably see some Burkhead. So we get to see the offense without David Johnson. Sign me up for it.
Sure.
Sign me up for it. Get a look at these guys. Now, the wide receiving core without Brandon Cooks, kind of a scary thought. So you'll get to see more Nico Collins. You'll get to see more Brevin Jordan. But the wide receivers, they leave a lot to be desired. Not the case in Indianapolis. They have one of the better corners in the league right now in Kenny Moore. They also have DeForest Buckner, who's also banged up, but they're saying DeForest Buckner's going to play. He's having some foot issues, but DeForest Buckner, one of the best interior D linemen in the league, they trade a first-round pick for, he's likely going to play. So there's a little bit of a difference there in that Indianapolis is trying to make a run. Indianapolis is trying to make a playoff push. If guys are on the fringe of being able to play or not, they're going to push it. The Texans right now,
if they're on the fringe, they're not going to push.
They're not going to play.
Maybe Chris
Conley. Has Larry Tunsil
learned how to wear a cast yet?
I don't think so.
Yeah?
I think they're still trying to figure out how to work out and stuff.
Yeah. How to grab the weights and wear a cast.
That's what David Culley said.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem like
it'd be that difficult.
One of the most underrated funny things that David Culley has said this year was that Laramie Tunsil needs to learn how to wear a cast.
Yeah.
Or if he wants to wear a cast before he plays, he needs to learn how to work out.
You know, he broke his leg when he was at Ole Miss. I think he wore a cast when he broke his leg.
I don't think Laramie Tunsil plays again for the Texans.
I don't either.
I think they trade him this offseason. I think Laramie's going to be a guy.
Oh, you mean ever? I thought you were talking about this season.
No, I think Laramie is going to be one of those guys that they look into trading. And I actually think it's productive to see Titus Howard at left tackle. Because I think Laramie Tunsil, he got that short-term contract with Bill O'Brien. He basically took Jack and Bill O'Brien, he basically took them to the woodshed after making one of the worst trades. He got a very, very favorable contract as far as length and everything like that. I think Laramie tries to find somewhere else to play, and I think eventually they're just going to have to figure out what to get for him. And I think it's going to be really, really a big punch to the junk for a lot of Texans fans when it happens, because I think it's going to be like a – it ain't going to be
– You think Laramie Tunsil is going to be gone, not just this year? I don't know, and I can't even venture to say one way or the other, but Justin Reed is. So who are like your anchors, man? I mean, who are your posts? So to speak.
You don't have any. Yeah. You have to draft them. That's TBD. That's going to be an April thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be, hopefully you have that number two pick and you get to decide between, assuming that these guys are willing to come here, you get to decide between Aiden Hutchinson at Michigan and Kayvon Thibodeau or something else. Yeah. And then with that early second round pick, that early third round pick, assuming that Nick Caserio knows what he's doing, you find a guy like a Michael Pittman or a Nick Chubb or something like that, a guy that can make an immediate impact in that second round. So I think, you know, you look at this roster and you say, there's not much there with the resources they have. And that's even putting aside the Deshaun Watson situation. You will have some guys a year from now that you can look at and say, I hope these guys can be guys that are a part of things whenever stuff gets going. We're actually going to have that. We just don't have it right now. That's what happens when you trade first-round picks, second-round picks, third-round picks. When you decide that you're going to bring in Randall Cobb, Eric Murray, like when you do that. But they need everything.
Mm-hmm.
And there will be some guys, and there will be some opportunity for Nick Caserio to fix that. So I think I'm not going to sit here and talk about glory days being ahead, but better days will be ahead next year. And let's be honest, as soon as the season ends, that's when it really picks up for us, because we start looking at the draft. We start looking at 4 months away. And that hadn't been the case recently. Like, even the Chiefs are teams like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They can look at the draft and say, we're excited about this. We have a first-round pick. We haven't even had a first-round pick in 3 years.
Right.
So it's going to be a significant time for us, and that's when the real fun begins, because I know a lot of people are beat down by what's going on the field, and rightfully so. It's hard to watch.
And you just want to have some interest of what it's going to look like in 2 or 3 years. That's the Texans, you know, biggest issue right now is people just not caring. They don't care to go. They don't care to buy their gear. They don't care to get season tickets. They don't care to – that is the absolute – just if you just had like a first-round pick, and I know they're going to be a top five, but let's say even if it was like a 20-something overall pick, at least people would have someone – and something to latch onto and have some interest in this team. Let's say they get the number two overall pick, and the Deshaun Watson stuff still isn't settled before the draft, which is on the table, and we'll talk about that at some point. at least still have that guy, at least. Right now, you don't have any. Like, there's no top picks. I mean, Davis Mills, a little-used third-round draft pick is what we're talking about, and I think legitimately so, because, you know, you're trying to find out, and he plays an important position, but there's nothing for fans to latch on to.
You'll see Scotty Phillips. He'll be eligible to return two Sundays from now in Seattle. So he's going to be out. So you'll probably see some Royce Freeman. You'll see some Rex Burkhead. And then who knows
well,
what else?
Well, unless David Johnson comes back, because then if he does, you know he's starting.
Come on, David. Like, of all people that I don't want to gut it out, David Johnson's the last one. It would actually be, honestly, like, it would really be, in what I'm expecting to be another assing at NRG, it would be a nice early Christmas gift for me to at least not have to watch number 31 on Sunday.
Yeah.
I'm serious. Like, it's a small thing. It's basically socks in the stocking, not even Nike socks or anything like that, just those old ass white socks with the gray on the heel. Like, that's what that would be. A small gift for me not have to watch 31 on Sunday. I would really, really appreciate that. So just sit this one out, man. You're getting paid no matter what. David Johnson not playing would be a very nice gift for me. I would appreciate that.
I think that would be the gift that keeps on giving for everybody, so to speak.
It's just not really fun to even see, even like, some things you just don't even want to look at. Like, even when he's making plays, it's just a reminder of everything. Like, David Johnson is just a reminder of the DeAndre Hopkins trade. He's a reminder of what many people feel they value that doesn't really matter. He's a reminder of the beginning of the downfall. He's a reminder of the Jack and Bill era. He's a reminder of Bill O'Brien officially being named GM. He's a reminder of the guys that have left. Like, it's just a reminder. Like, I'm counting down the days this season to where I don't have to look at David Johnson anymore, but I've accepted that I'm going to have to for the remainder of the year. But if you just gave me a little bit of a break, it would be nice. It would be very nice. It's like leaving the newborn with the grandparents for a night and going out and hitting the town and kind of enjoying yourself.
Date night.
Even if it's not like a wild YOLO
night.
You
want a date night Sunday.
I want some. I just need some time away. Well, I don't want to watch David Johnson play anymore. So just give me that small gift. I don't ask for much. And I don't expect much. David Johnson not playing just this one Sunday would be very much appreciated.
And we haven't seen Freeman at all, so there's a little bit something to look forward to.
Yeah, I'm not excited about that.
But, well, your other options are limited, Burkhead and others. But David Johnson is only here because they're trying to still save face from the worst trade.
They're not saving anything.
They're trying to save face from one of the worst trades in NFL history.
They just got to get rid of Just give me a break on that, please.
Yeah.
I'm not expecting much. I want to watch Jonathan Taylor. I don't want to watch David Johnson anymore. Let's just watch Rex Burkhead go out there and try hard.
You know, he's pretty fast when they put the monitors on him.
Apparently.
He's faster than he looks.
When it comes to the tracking device,
yeah.
Rex Burkhead times out better than anyone, according to Nick Caserio. So you got the practice hero vibe there. I like Rex, but, I mean, goodness, man. We're talking about hopefully Rex Burkhead gets more carry. Scotty Phillips, hopefully – two Sundays from now when they face the Seattle Seahawks, maybe we get a look at that. Brandon Cooks, I don't think Brandon Cooks is going to play Sunday. If he's ill, what is he doing? Like, they cancel practice.
Yeah. They cancel practice and he missed practice today, as did David Johnson, as you mentioned.
Yeah, so we'll get some Nico Collins.
And Conley. So that's, I mean, two receivers. Come
and
on.
Some Brevin Jordan. Oh, yeah. My goodness. So yeah. We'll get some more.
Get
a little bit of more. No Amendola either. Oh, my God.
Well, he made up like a bandit this year.
Burkhead might get 50
outside
carries.
Of the arthroscopic surgery, which, you know.
It was free.
Yeah, he got taken care of. It wasn't complete open surgery. So.
The good thing about a player like Danny Amendola or an NFL player when they have surgery, they don't have to meet their deductible.
That's right.
It's good.
Mm-hmm.
Do they? Do NFL
well,
players
Well, they have insurance.
Do they have to?
I don't know about.
Do they have a copay?
That's a great question.
Do they take it out of your check? Or is it just free medical care no matter what?
We'll ask Wade tomorrow.
Yeah, I want to ask him. Like, if you have to go get your ankle surgery, do you have to meet like the $1,500
deductible, or
just happen?
Or does the team pay? I don't know. I'm guessing they have to have insurance and just go through the process of getting it paid for.
I'll learn something from Wade tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah.
Football Friday tomorrow. Wade Smith gonna be in for the OG. We'll react to John Lopez's $200 bet.
I'll text you,
which he just placed.
Yeah.
On the Dallas Cowboys -6.5. I talked him into this. Little peer pressure.
It was.
I will. This spoiler alerts. If he wins, I will take credit. If he loses, I will say I did not make you do anything. So there's your spoiler alert right there. That's what's gonna go down. Shout out to all the Loopholes for listening. If you listen, you are one. For John Lopez, for Jim Mudden, for Figgy Fig, I'm Landry Locker. This has been another edition of In the Loop. Football Friday, manana, 10 a.m. But in the meantime, Clint Sterner and Ron Hughley, they are next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.